Greetings, everyone. My name is Chaplain Jones, and I represent the Syracuse Rescue Mission. And I just want to share with you an inspiring word. Let's not forget to help one another. Let's stop, look, and listen. Let's not be concerned about how busy you are. Let's not be concerned that it is your day off. Let's not be concerned that you just punched out. And I want to share a story with you. I was about to punch out from work, and I was on my way out the door, getting ready to get in my car. And I noticed that a man had overdosed on drugs. This was a man that was known to use drugs every single day, and he ended up passing out every single day. And people were used to it. They became numb to him being this way. And because he was this way and he had a bad habit, people began to ignore him. But as I walked towards the man, I saw that he wasn't really responding, but he was breathing. And I ran to him to be of assistance to him. And I remember people saying, "Man, he's just high once again. He'll be okay." And I began to think how numb we can be when we become accustomed to things that seem regular. But I found that man very important. I knew that at that moment, he needed someone at his side. And it brings me down to the scripture in the book of Luke, chapter 14. And it goes on to say, "Now it happened, as he went into the house of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?' But they kept silent, and he took him and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, 'Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?' And they could not answer him regarding these things." And we have to take note, and we have to be careful of what we put ahead of God's work. And some of these things are just common to think. Some things are not just black and white. They're not just an easy answer. Because it goes on to say in the book of Ecclesiastes that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. This man that had overdosed on drugs needed someone not to only medically help him, but to pray for him. And that's what I did. I called for help, and I prayed for this man that he'd become sober and no longer addicted to the drugs that he used every day. Let's not forget about humanity, and let us not forget that the only reason that we should be looking down on someone is to lift them up. Be inspired. Be helpful. Let's be great representatives of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Amen.